This is a Bikish recording for Maseches Sukkah Daf Zayin Amid Beis. We are at the last couple of words of Zayin Amid Aleph, and we are continuing in terms of different types of sukkahs that may relate to the halachos of Shabbos, but don't necessarily relate to the halachos of Sukkah. That's what we're up to now. So Gufa, we're going to go back to another statement that Rabba made. Amar Rabba, again, the Bach changes from Rabba to Rabba. Now, if you have a mavui, meaning you have two walls that are parallel, and you make a lechi is alech l'mashmi Sinai, that a pole will substitute for a machitza in certain circumstances. So you put the schach on top of a mavui that has a lechi as the third wall. So you have the two parallel walls, and then in the middle of the two parallel walls, or next to the corner of one of the two walls, you have a lechi to create the third wall, kshera. So Rava says that's good, right? Because it's just as good. It's good on Shabbos, so it's obviously good on Sukkot as well, because Shabbos is more machmir than Sukkot. So Amar Rava, and Rava says further, sichei chagave pasi biros kshera. If you put schach on top of the pasin, the right angle walls that you use around a be'er in Rosh Hashanah, that is kosher also. If you look in Rashi, on the top Rashi, Pasi Biros, you'll see that there's a diagram of this. It's those four right angle walls. They're called diyumdin. We had it a little earlier in the Masechta as well. You have these diyumdin. So that's a special din that those can create a Rosh Hashanah around a well, even though they're not big enough. It's just one tefach on each side of those right angles. So you really don't have 7x7. But nevertheless, since it works for Hilchos Shabbos, it works also for Hilchos Sukkah. So Vitzricha, and we need both statements, meaning we need to know that the Lechi case works and the Pasim Yeros case works. Why? The Ashmin and Mavui, if it would have just had the case of the Mavui where the Lechi works, Mishum De'ika Shtei Defanas Ma'alyasa. Because there you have two good, Ma'alyasa means that they're very good, they're two legit walls that form a parallel lines. And then, so we had the third one as a Lechi in the stead of the one weak wall that could have been a Tefach anyway. Avol Gabi Pasim Biros, the Lechi Shtei Defanas Ma'alyasa, but by the Pasim Biros, none of the walls are valid in the regular laws of Ilchos Sukkah. So Emalo, I might think that just because there's four of them doesn't mean that it's going to work. And just because it works for Ilchos Shabbos doesn't mean it's going to work. Nevertheless, we see that Rabbi says it does work because it works for Ilchos Shabbos. Yashmin and Pasim Biros, if we would have just taught the case of the Pasim Biros, Mishum De'ika Sham Arba Defanas. You have four walls. Now, they're not big enough, but at least there's four of them. So that has that going for it. But if you do it with the mavo, you really only have two walls plus a lechi, so that's not really good enough. So Emalo, I might think that that doesn't work, even though it works for Ilchos Shabbos. V'yashmin and Hani Tarti, and if I would have had those two cases, i.e. the lechi in the mavoi and the pasim biros, then those work. So mechamirta lekilta, so I see that it would work, because since it's good for Shabbos, it would also work for Sukkah, because Shabbos is more strict than Sukkah is. Avo mechilta lechamirta Emalo. But I might think that just because something works on Sukkot doesn't mean it works on Shabbos, so tzricha. Therefore, we included the case on Zayin Amid Aleph, which was if you had a two-walled sukkah plus a third a tefach sochek that was less than three tefachim away from the corner, that's considered a rishus yachid for the sake of Shabbos, even though if it wouldn't be sukkahs, it wouldn't be considered rishus yachid for the sake of Shabbos. Okay, that is the end. That's a little bit of a complicated discussion. The more you familiarize yourself with the laws of Erevin and the laws of Rishuyos, the less complicated it gets. But right now, we're probably novices in this area, and therefore, hopefully it was a little bit clear the way I explained it. Now, we went going back to the original Mishnah, it says, Chamasa meruba mitzilasa pasul, sula. If the sukkah is such that there's not enough schach, that it's and there's more sunlight than shade coming in, that is pasul. Tana Rabbanan, Chamasa Machmas sikuch below machmas defanas. We're talking about sun that's coming through the schach, not that's coming through the walls. Meaning, let's say you had glass walls, or let's say the walls didn't reach the schach, and there's a lot of sun coming in the side of the sukkah. That doesn't passel the sukkah. Rabbi Yoshia Omer af machmas defanas. He says no, it could even be a problem if it's coming in through the walls. Amar Rav Yemar bar Shalmaya Mishmei da Abaye. says in the name of Abaye, my time of the Rabbi Yoshia, what is the reason that Rabbi Yoshia says that the walls can create a problem as well? Meaning if there's sunlight coming through the walls, it passes the sukkah. Dechsev, this sukkah, so it says in the pasuk in Shmos, this, it says, the whole pasuk is in the margin over here. V'samta shom es arona edus v'sakosa al haaron es haparoches. So what you see over there, it says that the paroches will be sakos. It will be a sukkah above the aron, meaning it's going to protect the aron. Sukkah is usually lashon of protection or a tent, and it's going to be a protection for the aron. So the paroches, now I'm going to read it from the Gemara now. V'sakos al aron asa paroches, paroches mechitza v'kakari rachmana schacha. The paroches is not a covering, it's not a roof, it's a wall. And yet, or it's not really a wall, it's a curtain, but it creates a mechitza. And yet, the Torah calls it a sukkah, calls it schach. So, alma mechitza kech schach bainan. So, we see that the mechitzos have to function as protection as well, similar to the schach. So, that is the chiddush of Rabbi Yoshia, that the mechitzas have to block the sun in addition to the schach blocking the sun. V'rabbanan, so how would the Rabbanan respond that they don't care if the sunlight comes in through the walls? Hahu de nechuf be purta. That was teaching you that you're supposed to lean the top of the paroches over just a little bit. De mechze kischach. So it would look like a covering a little bit. Meaning the paroches in the Mishkan was not just straight up and down. It wasn't completely vertical. The very top of the paroches was leaning in towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it was similar to schach in that way. Amar Abaye. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer, Ve'acherim. So that's an illustrious list of Tanoim that we just listed off over there. What about them? Kulhu, Sviraluhu, Sukkah Diras Keva Ba'inan. All of those Tanoim hold that a sukkah is not a diras arai, like we normally assume. They hold that it's a diras keva. It has to be built as a permanent structure. Obviously not the schach, but the rest of the sukkah has to be a permanent structure. Now we're going to have to go through the various opinions to see what about them leads us to believe that the sukkah has to be a diras keva and not a diras arai. Just it's notable, 90%+ of sukkahs are going to be both considered a diras keva and a diras arai. They fit into both categories. The 10% of differences are the things that these tanoim discuss. So let's explain it as we go. So we said, Rebbe, the Tanya. So what do we say? Rebbe holds this way? Because we have the following brisa. So Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Kol sukkah she'im bo arba amos al arba amos psula. You need to have a sukkah that's 4x4 amos. So what do you see from there? Meaning if it's diras arai, it could be smaller than that. Diras keva has to be at least 4x4 amos. Rabbi Yoshia Hada Amran. We just said what Rabbi Yoshia holds. He says that the walls have to block out the sunlight also. And obviously, a diras keva, you're not going to build a house where the walls don't protect you from the elements. Rabbi Yehuda Ditnan. So Rabbi Yehuda, we already know from our Mishnah, sukkah shigavola malamichaf amapsula, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says a sukkah can even be more than 20 amos, and we said that the reason Rav's explanation was is that above 20 amos, it's got to be a diras keva. Rabbi Shimon, what about Rabbi Shimon Ditanya? Shtaim kil chasim v'shlish tafilu tefach. So we say that it has to be 2 plus a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shlosha kil chasim v'arba, the dalet afilu tefach. Three of them, it has to be three walls, and then the fourth one could be a tefach. Meaning, really, a sukkah is supposed to be four walls. And then there's a lecha Moshe Misinai that knocks down the fourth wall to a tefach. So he's starting off with the premise, a sukkah needs to have four walls because it's a diras keva. Rabban Gamliel, what about Rabban Gamliel? Where do we see that he holds it's a diras keva? Detanya ha'osa sukkah so berosh ha'agala o berosh ha'sfina. Rabban Gamliel posel Rabbi Akiva machshir. If a guy builds, let's say Chabad has the sukkah mobile or something like that, where they put it on the back of a flatbed truck, right? Or you build your sukkah on a wagon or on a boat. Rabban Gamliel says it's posel because that's not a diras keva. You don't have a diras keva traveling on the back of a flatbed truck. Right? And Rabbi Akiva says, no, sukkah is a diras arai, no problem. A diras arai can travel on the back of a flatbed truck. Beis Shammai, what about Beis Shammai? Ditznan, Misha, Yeroshev, Ruba, Besukkah, Veshulchan, Betoch HaBayis. We just did this mission in Shir. Right? If somebody's head and his body were inside the sukkah and his table was inside the house, Beis Shammai, Poslan, Veselam, Achshirin. right? So Beis Shammai says that is possible because they said you have to have such a situation where you're going to be in the sukkah and you can't be leaning outside the sukkah. And Beis Hillel says, whatever, it's a diras arai. It can be set up in such a way that's ridiculous that like your furniture isn't even in there or whatever. And Beis Shammai says, no, the furniture's got to be in there that keeps you inside the house, right? So that's not as obvious as a read as the other cases, but okay. For our purposes, we also established on Daf Gimel that Beis Shammai holds that a sukkah has to be 4x4 amos as well. Fine, going forward. So what are we up to? We are up to Rabbi Eliezer. How do we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds a sukkah has to be diras keva? Ditnan. Ha'osa sukkaso kimin srif osha samcha l'kosel. So let's say you build your sukkah like a srif, like a teepee, meaning it doesn't have a roof. You just take the schach and you lean it up against itself to form a little triangle or a little tent like that. Or you just take one thing of schach and you lean it against the wall, so it's just that the wall and it's just the schach angled. So you're being protected from the sunlight by the schach, but you don't have any kind of structure. So Rabbi Eliezer posel efishayim lagag. Rabbi Eliezer says that's no good because there's no roof. The chacham and machshirin and the chacham say it's kosher because they say it doesn't have to have a roof; it could just be a diras arai. Right, so therefore, so acherim. What about the last sheet that we said acherim? So this one gets to be a little bit complicated. You have to do some math. We're not going to do too much math right now. We're just going to assume the math works. So d'tanya, as we learn in Abraisa, acherim omrim sukkah hasuya kishovach psula. If you have a sukkah that is made like a shovach, like a dove coat or a birdhouse, Rashi explains it means it's round. You have a circular sukkah, it is puzzle. If isha'in la zavios, because there are no corners. Apparently, you have to have corners in the sukkah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so now Rabbi Yochanan explains further. Sukkah, so you keep kivshan. If you have a sukkah that's made like an oven, in those days the ovens were round, similar to the idea of a cherim that they said it was puzzle, but Rabbi Yochanan holds its kosher, because we paskin sukkah z'diras arai. So the question is, how big does it have to be? Im yesh behe keifa kedei leshe b'chof dalet b'nei adam kisherim. It has to be big enough that 24 people can sit inside of it, meaning the circumference has to be big enough that you can fit 24 people inside. And if not, it's not big enough, it's possible. Kiman, who's this going like? Kirebi, Damar Kol Sukkah, Chain Ba Arba Amos, Al Arba Amos, Psula. So that sounds like it holds like Rebbe that has to be 4x4 Amos, and that's possible. Okay, so there's going to be some math here. So let's just do the math and we'll call it a day. So we say, Michti, let's see. Gavra ba'amasa yasid. We give each person one amas worth of seating space. Kol sheyesh be'kefo shlosha tfachim, yesh bo rochav tefach. So we say that if there are three tfachim in the circumference, so that is going to be good enough for the width to be a tefach. Meaning we're going with, instead of a classic pi, we're just going, instead of 3.14, we're just going 3:1. So betresar sagi. So the Gemara says that would be enough that it doesn't need to be so big that it fits 24 people. Rather, it could just be 12. It could have a circumference of 12 tefachim, and that would be good enough. All right, we'll work on the math a little more when we go over to Daf Ches Amud Aleph.